We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The president and CEO of your Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins, David Morehouse. David, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
I can't tell you how good it is to talk to you on a night like this, because I think we are all feeling a little better about things, even if it's just a little bit, but 2,800 fans is significant. How excited are you and the organization?
We're very excited, and it's significant in a number of ways. One, I think it's going to provide an energy, even if it is 2,800 fans, for our players that they haven't had without fans. And two, I think, you know, it's a chance for our season ticket holders. And this morning, actually, at 10 a.m., I think the tickets are going on sale to non-season ticket holders also. So for our fans to get to see their Penguins play hockey in PPG Paints Arena. And I think that's definitely exciting. And then I think just broader implications, it's a significant step forward. As we move through this COVID crisis, to getting people back to a normal existence and be able to go out and go to a game is a big part of that.
Yeah, it's an amazing day today. I mean, it's sunny. You feel the momentum in the city with the announcement. You have 20 games left in the regular season, but tonight's game will be that historic game with 2,800 fans that are going to be very loud, obviously. How did you break it down and figure out which season ticket holders would be able to get into the game?
Well, first of all, you know, it took a lot of teamwork to get us to this point. The governor, the Pennsylvania Health Department, the county executive, Richard Fitzgerald and Merrick Benuto, the Pirates, the Flyers, actually, we worked in tandem with, and the 76ers, you know, to get to this point where we're allowed to have fans. I think what we did was first come, first serve on the first day, which was yesterday. I mean, we had from 11:30 yesterday afternoon when the governor announced it until 10 o'clock this morning, an exclusive window for season ticket holders. And then from that point on, we just opened it up. But it's pretty good to be starting on a three-game home series with your biggest rival, the Philadelphia Flyers, who are playing really good hockey right now.
We're with David Morehouse, president and CEO of the Penguins. So it's going to be mobile tickets, and I think we're all pretty much accustomed to the social distancing. Masks will have to be required, and you'll still be able to get food and beer, though it'll be a little different, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's basically five differences in coming to a game. It'll be mobile ticketing. There'll be a verbal health promise. In the future, you'll get when you buy a ticket, you'll get a prompt to say whether you have a temperature, or if you've had any exposure or any kind of symptoms. Mandatory face masks at all times, except for when you're eating. All bags are prohibited, and cashless transactions. We spent the off season, we were working towards this even before COVID, because we were looking at market trends. And you see in the airports now, these grab-and-go stores where you walk in, you grab your things, grocery stores, you self-checkout. So we were going to experiment with that, and we sped up the process. So during the off-season, we changed a lot of our concession stands to mobile ordering and grab and cashless transactions.
Oh, so you're turning the negative of COVID-19 into a positive of plans that you were going to work on anyways, which is a good thing. But the pandemic obviously came at a price. Do you know how to quantify what was lost by the organization?
I can't even begin to quantify, because it's I mean, we had the best thing is getting people back to work. For me, that's the best thing about coming back. I mean, it's exciting for our players, it's exciting for our fans, but getting people back to work that were furloughed and weren't able to come down to the arena, the ushers, the food service workers, some of the people that work for the Penguins on the business side. And then there's just the corollary businesses that depend on us.
Right.
I mean, we have distributors, suppliers, and we have a significant tax impact on the region. So each ticket, you know, there's amusement tax attached to it. But that's a big part of the city, county, and state budget. It's a really big part of the city budget. So I think those factors are kind of overwhelming the losses that we experienced in the last almost a year. I think March 8th was the last home game we had in PPG Paints Arena. So I think with UPMC's help, we were able to craft a plan, put it towards the governor and the state, and they were able to okay it. And you know, it was a dismal off season, but this season's been pretty good. The team's playing pretty hard, and it'll be good to get fans in there watching them.
Yeah, you guys have made a lot of change. You got a lot going on, David, and I'm excited for Ryan Mill, your public address announcer, and your scoreboard team, for them to perform with fans in the barn is going to be fun, too. And it's an exciting day and will be an exciting night in Pittsburgh. And before you go, I want to publicly say this to you, something you probably don't want me to say to you, but I want to thank you on behalf of Ian Smith, KDK TV photographer, during unrest in the city outside of the building. He credits you with saving his life. So you're a hometown hero all the way around. Thank you, David.
Well, thank you, Larry. Appreciate it.
David Morehouse, President and CEO of your Pittsburgh Penguins. Fired up for tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.